The elusive fountain of youth is right in front of us, and many aren't reaping the benefits. Strength training becomes more vital for us as we get older. In this episode, special guest and registered nurse Gerald Coleman discussed the secrets to extending life and enhancing quality of life for people over 60.
John Barnett.
And this is Terrence J.
Welcome to Generational Curse, Terrence, where we break the walls down one generation at a time. I got a question for you.
What's that?
Can boomers live forever?
No.
We've got a topic today, which is much in the news. And we're going to bring our special guest, friend of the show, not a stranger. And he's written a book that deals with how you can, I won't say live forever. There is a book for that, Terrence. It's called the Bible.
I like that.
There is one. If you do want to live forever, you can read that. But this is dealing with health, specifically aimed at the boomer generation. And we're going to discuss ways that you can better your life, extend your life, maybe even reverse aging through the processes that are listed in this book. But found a interesting news clip. This is, I think this guy's a millionaire, man. But this is NBC News. Man spends millions to attempt to reverse aging. Millions to attempt to reverse aging. What we're going to talk about today is virtually free.
I wonder how much.
For the most part.
Was it Botox?
Yeah, well, let's see.
How long would you want to live? It is a question that some of us think a lot about, but some of us think about it a lot more than others. One man is using his life as a science experiment to see just how long he can live. And we're not talking about just making 100. We're talking about like 140, 150, 160. Our latest Stay Tuned Now original report takes you there.
He calls himself the world's most measured human. And if you ask him how old he is, well, here's how he explains it.
So we can say my left ear is 64.
Okay.
So I have hearing damage as a child. My diaphragm strength is age 18. My lung capacity is age 18. My heart is about a dozen different ages, different features of it, but it's collectively about 37.
For those of us keeping track the old-fashioned way, he's 45, but he might not be aging like the rest of us because he is doing everything he can to try to slow down growing old.
It's an open science experiment.
What's the end goal?
To demonstrate that we can dramatically slow the rate of aging and reverse the aging that has happened. If we didn't have decay and decline as a assumption that happened, what if it would change everything about being human?
And if that sounds expensive, it is. But 10 years ago, Johnson sold his company, Braintree Venmo, to PayPal for $800 million. And now he spends about $2 million each year trying to reverse the aging of his body.
We set a world record reversing my epigenetic age by 5.1 years in 7 months.
He says he does it by sticking to a strict regimen he calls Blueprint. And that protocol covers everything from vegan meals like this.
Over a month, I eat about 70 pounds of vegetables.
To a whole bunch of supplements.
I drink this and I take 52 pills.
52 pills in the morning?
Yes, upon waking.
Wow. And a workout.
That did it for me right there. 52 pills. I'm going to welcome back Judge Gerald Coleman back to the show.
Thank you.
That's right.
Good to be here.
Good to have you back, man.
Yeah.
Last time, what was the topic? It was laws that affected generations.
Yeah. Or create generational curses. Yeah.
But a lot of people don't know that Judge Gerald Coleman is also a registered nurse.
Mm-hmm.
He has spent time. Was it the State Board of Health?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he's well versed in health issues and his own lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
It's a healthy lifestyle. Gerald Coleman is a vegan.
Yes, I am.
That's right.
So we're going to turn it over to you and let you talk about the issues that are affecting 60-year-olds and over.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, the way I sort of got into writing this book was because I'm 59 now. I'll be 60 soon.
All right.
And I was almost the youngest in my high school class. So I really didn't get into exercise and health until I started college. Mm-hmm. And I started out as a health education, health science major. And I studied a lot about exercise and diet. Mm-hmm. That really got me interested. And so in college, I started exercising. And the more I read about it, the more I realized that I needed to do it. And so, you know, fast forward many, many years now, and I have all these friends on Facebook, all my high school friends, most of them. And I'm looking at them, listening to them, and I'm seeing that, you know, we're having all these problems, you know, as we get older. And, it, you know, of course, I've been friends with these folks for years, and so you can kind of watch the progression, you know, over time. Mm. And you see that over time, I saw that some of the things they're talking about and experiencing, they really didn't have to, you know, because, you know, if you take care of your body, because you see what happens is everything that you do when you're 20 and 30, and if you abuse your body during those years, you don't really see the effects of that during that time. Mm-hmm. It's after 50 that you really, for most people, you begin to see, you know, some of the effects of the heavy meat eating. Mm-hmm. And when your arteries start clogging up, you don't really see the benefits of that. That's why you hear that most people, when they start having heart attacks, they don't really happen until after that age 50. Because mm-hmm. by that time, it takes about that time for your arteries, that plaque, to build up in your arteries. Mm. So what you do in your younger years affects, you know, what happens in your older years. That's why when I was younger, when I was in college, I was determined that I was going to stay healthy, eat right, you know, exercise, that sort of thing. So now as you get, you know, I'm 59, about to turn 60, mm-hmm. listen to some of my friends on Facebook, and I say, you know something, there's information out there that many just don't have. Maybe they haven't read it. And so let me just try to put something together. Well, this ended up being a huge project because I had to do a lot of research. And then first I was going to touch on this, and then I said, well, let's try to make it a little more inclusive. So there's so many aspects to health. There's mental health, spiritual health. There's, you know, the psychological health. There's all kinds of things here. But what I wanted to focus on here was strength training specifically. Mm-hmm. Another book I'll be working on is going to focus more on cardio, aerobic, that type. But this book is not that kind of book. I do touch on it, but it's mainly for strength training. And why strength training? Because as you get older, what happens is, you know, those cells start to become less active. Mm-hmm. And the way God has programmed our body is your body will adapt to your activity. So if you tell your body that, you know, if you're lifting things every day and then you stop lifting things every day, mm-hmm. you're telling your body you don't need it any, you don't need to do that anymore. Mm. So those cells start to get old and they start to fade away and you have less cells. And what happens as you get older is, you know, you've seen some younger older folks, they start to curve a little bit, mm-hmm. you know, start to lean over. It's because they don't have to use these cells as much. Mm. And you know, they have difficulty sometimes getting up mm-hmm. because, you know, when you're aging, if you don't exercise and tell your body that it needs, you know, these cells to work, it's not going to work in your favor. Right. They'll just do what they naturally do. Cells naturally die. But and this dying of cells is sort of duplicates and multiplies. And the way to slow that down is to actually tell your body that it needs them. Because it's just all pre-programmed the way we're designed. God pre-programmed us, your cells to work a certain way. And if you tell your cells, and I'm speaking in a way that people can understand what I'm saying, because mm-hmm. you can't tell your cells anything. But
right.
If you tell your cells that you need them, your cells are going to start to fill in that gap, and they will then, if you're declining in a certain area, your cells will move in and start to recreate sort of your that particular area where you're declining in. Mm-hmm. So what strength training does is, especially as you get older, you know, older people get prone to bone breaks and, you know, falling. And, you know, you hear a lot of these older folks that break their hips and they need mm-hmm. surgery and all these sort of things. All that is preventable. Mm-hmm. What's happening is their bones are getting brittle because they're not strong enough. And the way to keep your bones strong is strength training. And so that's why I wanted to really focus on that, because we're having a real problem with that, especially as we get older, because your muscles begin to just decline. There's something called sarcopenia. Your muscles begin to atrophy. And if you don't use them, it multiplies and multiplies. So pretty soon, you lose most of your strength, you know, because you're not using your muscle.
Mm-hmm.
It's easily reversible by just using your muscle. And that's why strength training is so essential, especially as you get older. It's going to help prevent, you know, the hip injury, the bone, the brittle bones. It's going to allow you to maintain your activities of daily living, mm-hmm. Picking up the grandkids and all those sort of things. Because if you don't use those muscles, they just atrophy, and then you just begin that rapid decline. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now you can't live forever, obviously, but you can reverse aging to a certain extent. And you can extend your years, and that's fact. You can extend your years by exercising. Now, again, this is just one aspect, because the nutrition is important. I talk about that in the book, and you know, drinking water, those sort of things. I even talk about aerobic exercise. That's important. But strength training is extremely important if you want to keep your bones strong and be able to do the things you want to do.
Benjamin Button. as he was talking about that, like. If you look at babies, it's the same process, right? They come in this world and they're weak.
Yeah.
And they do a lot of, I mean, for us as parents, we had to do some strength training with them, basically just laying them on their stomach and letting them move and, mm-hmm. you know, just get the muscles strong so they can hold their own neck up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
It's kids.
Basic stuff.
Yeah, right. Your kid's 2 months and, wow, that neck is strong. I mean, because we put them on the belly, you know. Mm-hmm. So as you get older, you don't do any movements.
Mm-hmm.
Like you retire, the retirement years, you just kick back and do nothing. So what do you, like what exercises do you encourage
mm-hmm.
for someone who is, I want to say 72, right?
Yes, yes.
No mobility.
Yeah. So in the book, what I did was, now I actually read a lot of books on this topic to see what they were missing.
Mm-hmm.
Did a lot of research. And you know, one of the ways to do research when you're writing a book is to go on Amazon and look at the reviews
right.
about mm-hmm. these other books, because they will tell you what they want mm-hmm. and
yeah.
what these books are lacking.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did. And what I found was I didn't find any books that did what I did in this book, mm-hmm. is I created 4 different categories of exercises. One is individuals with limited mobility.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are individuals that probably should start using a chair
right.
because they can't stand for long periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple books on chair exercises,
mm-hmm.
but then some people can do more than that. So right. I have another category, those with moderate mobility where they can actually use a chair, but they can stand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so most important exercise as you get older, it's that lower body area that you really need to focus on. It's really important.
Like the hip flexors.
Yeah, yeah, because that's where you have the falls and the brittle mm-hmm. bones and the injuries, that sort of thing. And the elderly have issues getting up the stairs mm-hmm. and falling. So working that low body. So one of the exercises that's excellent for an older person is squats.
Mm.
Now, if you're a person with limited mobility, you probably can't stand and get all the way down. This is why we have the chair exercises, because, you know, you do half squats, so you don't actually get all the way down. You do what you can.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have to use a chair, even to do a half squat, then use the chair to do a half squat.
Right.
But the point is, and just the illustration you brought out earlier with the little baby, if you're just starting out and you can barely go down a little bit,
mm-hmm.
if you keep doing that every day, you're going to be able to go down all the way. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of being persistent. So that lower body is key to be able to stand upright and keep on moving.
Mm.
You know, you have to strengthen those bones. And the only way to really do it is to exercise that area. And you know how I have an employee that she has arthritis. She's older. She's probably 65-ish. And then when she gets up, she's in a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been trying to encourage her to walk, that sort of thing. She's starting to get into it. But she said it just didn't used to be this way. But as she's aged, and she's not very active, mm-hmm. and that's what happens. You mm-hmm. know, your muscles begin to atrophy, your cells begin to die out because you're telling your body you don't need them anymore. Mm-hmm. So the lower part of your body, it's a must. You have to exercise those. Do those squats. Mm-hmm. That's probably the best exercise for an older person to do is to do those squats. Mm-hmm. Squats are so good for your lower body because they build up your hips, mm-hmm. they strengthen your bones, and it's going to make that you know, when you that falling tendency to kind of go away. Mm. And then I said the next area would be, you know, your upper body, your shoulders and your arms, and you know, you can use dumbbells for that. You can do that sitting down. We, you know, resistance bands are excellent for elderly because if they can't use the dumbbells, and there's dumbbells for every age, mm-hmm. you know, you can get 10 pounds, 5 pounds, whatever. Resistance bands are very good because they really do work the muscle, and you can kind of cater them to your needs. So I would say those are the two, you know, the lower body and those arms and those shoulders. You really need to focus on those.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if we mentioned the book title.
Yeah. Strength Training for Seniors Over 60. And there's a subtitle there, and it says simple home workouts to restore balance, improve mobility, and rebuild muscle so you can perform daily activities with ease. Because this is the issue with the folks as they get older. Those daily activities, mm-hmm. they have a problem with. You know, just the routine things of being able to pick up your grandchild. I have a friend of mine that he's old. He's 72 years old. He moved to the Philippines. Hopefully he'll listen to this podcast. Now he married a younger woman.
How old?
She's about 30, 30-ish.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's the real secret to staying young.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, wow. You know, I noticed one day that we had a friend of ours over, and she has a little boy. And so he was coming over, and he likes to be picked up. Mm-hmm. So my friend, who's older, attempted to pick him up. Mm-hmm. And it took him a while. And the boy wasn't heavy. Mm. And I said, listen, I said, you're about to get married, and your fiancé is much younger than you. And then, you know, and she wants to have children.
Come on now.
And she wants to have a lot of children.
Come on now.
I think I talked them down to about 3. They were up to 6.
Oh, my gosh.
But
he's planning on living forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So I said, listen, if you want to be able to pick up your child.
Exactly.
I said, so we have to work on this. So, you know, he has a copy of the book.
Okay.
He does exercise, mm-hmm. but I'm encouraging him to do the upper body exercises because he does work on his lower body a bit. But, you know, he had a struggle picking up this boy, mm-hmm. and, you know, just bending down, picking him up and holding him up. He really struggled with that. Mm-hmm. And I said, listen, if you're going to have, you know, 4 or 5 kids, I said, you can't do that. That's kind of, mm-hmm. you won't be able to do it. Mm-hmm. I said, you have to strengthen yourself. So he's working on it now. But, you know, so you see some of your friends experiencing some of this, and you want to, you know, tell them there are ways to help yourself. So I've been trying to you know, let him know these are things he can do because it's a part of your daily activities, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You have grandkids, you want to be able to pick them up, and we kind of take that for granted. But mm-hmm. if you're older and you don't exercise, you're going to lose that ability to do that basic thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Needless to say, this will help him in other areas of his life, and I swear I'm going to leave it right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And just to show how this is, like, you know, with as much exercise programs that are out here, mm-hmm. and the consciousness of strength training and cardio and all that, pulled down the top 10 health concerns of boomers here. This mm-hmm. is scripps.org. And that is not even in the top list of their top 10 health concerns is type 2 diabetes, heart disease, cancer, Alzheimer's, depression, sandwich generation stress, arthritis and joint replacement, osteoporosis, flu and pneumonia, and COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
So you would think a concern would be, I would like to just be able to have functionality,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah, absolutely.
Some type of basic mobility.
That's how bad it is.
Yeah,
they can't even get to the basic living activities. But, you know, they don't really realize that when you start an exercise program, it helps in virtually all those areas, you know. you know, it doesn't dawn on them that you know, if they did that, they wouldn't have some of those concerns.
So maybe I know the friend you're talking about, maybe he might want to do a like a video for your book, man, as a testimonial.
Yeah.
Yeah. If he actually does, you know, what I suggested that he do, and I believe he will, but I'm gonna have to suggest that to him. See, the before and after.
That's you know. Yeah. Right.
I'm gonna have to give my grandmother this book. I mean, she falls into that category.
I mean,
you know, just retirement at home, sit, watch. And like I said, now she has a cell phone. She's
oh man.
Hey babe, I was on YouTube. I'm like, okay, I know you
just sitting there. That's scrolling. Right.
Yeah, they got you. But by 2030, this is according to the United States Census Bureau, right?
Mm-hmm.
By 2030, all baby boomers will be age 65 and older.
Mm. Mm.
So you got 4 years left. I mean, this year is pretty much over, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got 4 years. Yeah, right? Am I right? No.
Seven
years. Okay, 7 years. You got 7 years left.
And then every boomer is going to be 65 and above.
Yep.
Which the categories now start diving on the health rates, you know, the with the chronic illnesses and all that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing about the baby boomers, though, they don't want to die.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, none of us can affect that. We're all going to die, man. But I personally believe a lot of boomers, this may have nothing to do with health as much as emotional and spiritual outlook, but I think they're afraid of death. Well, what Gerald Coleman is advocating will actually, barring any accidental death, will actually push death back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and the one thing, man, that I'd be interested to see if there's a study on the brain aging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because
there are.
The brain is an organ itself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the language you're talking about, the cellular level and all that stuff, well, all that is actuated by brain activity, you know. But your brain gets old, and if we're not utilizing that, I mean, just going to willpower, you just don't want to do it, man. It ain't like you can't. It's just like, I don't want to get up and exercise.
Yeah.
You know, and the longer you go being inactive, the more your thoughts are going to say, forget it, man. Go get the ice cream. Don't worry about it.
Dopamine.
Yeah.
You truly get the good dopamine by working out. I mean, putting your body under a lot of stress. I mean, it's under stress anyway. I mean, you might as well just do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Do it in a way that's going to help you, right?
That's right, right. So just looking at, like I said, looking at that we don't understand that our body needs that type of stress.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you work a 9-to-5, but it's physical labor, and by the time you sit down when you're 60, your body's twitching. Mm-hmm. Like why are my leg muscles twitching? It's saying, let's go.
Before 60.
Yeah. It's saying, let's go. I know for me, I started working out, working back out, right? And my muscles just, I'd be in the bed and it just, I'm like, it's ready to go.
You're waking up the cells.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you need to have a relationship with yourself.
Mm, there you go.
You know, like if it's your wife, man, and you don't spend time with, you don't
there you go.
Talk to her, you don't pay attention to her, she might be tempted to leave.
That's right. Perfect illustration.
So your cells need attention, basically. Mm-hmm. We're designed to function a certain way. We're designed to be mobile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the American lifestyle is totally, maybe I shouldn't say totally. No, I'm going to say totally.
Yeah.
Totally against in the retirement years being active. It pushes that when you're young.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're older, everybody just talks about, hey, I want to go fishing and I want to go to the golf course. I want to, you know, there's nothing about mountain climbing or stretching or
working those muscles.
Working the muscles. So, it's something to consider, man, when we're when we're aging.
I want to be beating up my grandkids.
There you go.
They're going to beat you up.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, that's how I was doing with my children, right? Just throwing them in. I want to be doing the same thing, man. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to be sitting down looking, oh that looks like fun.
You know, another thing you can do, and this is a big thing, that especially as you get older. I have a standing desk at work, and there's been a lot of studies that sitting, especially as you get older, it's very, very bad for you. I mean, when you sit for long periods of time. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of folks who are working and, you know, 40s and 50s and sitting, and it's just not healthy. And now what they have is they have these chairs that actually are treadmills. You can actually walk on treadmills while you're working.
Wow.
Some workplaces are going that way. But sitting all day is so unhealthy. I mean, it just has so many negative effects on you. Whenever I'm at work, now I do sit sometime during during when I'm working, but mm-hmm. whenever I'm actually typing, I'm always standing because it's you feel so much better. And I've noticed the change. You know, I've been doing it for a few years now, but that when I have much more energy. If you sit, especially after lunch, you want to go to sleep. If you're standing, it's going to help you stay awake. It's going to keep those cells moving. So there are little things that you can do to keep yourself strong, but sitting for long periods of time is simply not healthy. And another thing I'll say is that what I tell people is, you know, when I'm talking to people about exercise and, you know, coming with a program, the biggest thing is, you know, your program is going to be different from mine. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be as extensive as mine, but the biggest thing is consistency. So I was telling somebody the other day, if you're going to walk, and, you know, she was telling me, oh, I don't like to exercise, and I don't have time to do it every day. Okay, can you do it once a week? Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, yeah, I can do it once a week. Well, do it once a week, and then you can build from there. So the biggest thing is consistency. So if you're going to do once a week, do once a week.
Yeah. Right.
And then, you know, maybe you build up to two times a week. But the biggest thing in trying to get into it, because it's hard to get into it. If you don't exercise at all and you start getting in, you try to get into it, your body tells you, I don't feel like doing this, you know. Mm-hmm. And so you start out slow, and then you build up from there. But the biggest thing is just trying to be consistent with whatever you decide to do.
Mm-hmm. Do you discuss, mobility and stretching in the book?
And actually, you know, you could actually write a whole book on stretching. So I try to touch on those areas because the exercises that I have in the book actually involve stretching, and those exercises actually help mobility. And, of course, the strength training exercises are designed to help mobility. Mm-hmm. But there's balance in there. You know, those exercises are designed to help you with your balance because that's very important as you get older, you know, the balance and all that. So, you know, I do address that in the book too.
Yeah, I know I was reading, I forget the title of the book, but it's put out by the National Academy of Sports Medicine. Mm-hmm. And one thing that they advocate with strength training, this is strength training, mm-hmm. but they advocate training your stabilizing muscles.
Yeah, like your lower.
For getting into, like you were talking mm-hmm. about with the legs, because... Mm-hmm. There's, you know, our version of working out is from what we see on TV, you know. There was a big move, you know, 10, 15 years ago, P90X.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Insanity, mm-hmm. which was insane. I tried that one time, brother. Uh-huh. One workout did it for me. I'm like, no.
It is insanity. Yeah. That's a tough one.
And the science is coming out now that you cannot sustain those types of, I mean, a 60-year-old's not going to do P90X.
Too hard.
Yeah. But a moderate workout program will get you a long way.
Absolutely.
And in doing that, when you start out to work out your stabilizing muscles mm-hmm. first, to mm-hmm. that would actually help you avoid injury.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You know, the if you get on a machine, it doesn't necessarily work those stabilizing muscles.
That's right.
Like if you do squats like Gerald was saying, it actually starts working far better in multiple areas muscles.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, with the weight, you know, it's just really strange, man, that the boomer generation, basically we can credit them with the health movement. Mm-hmm. You know, with all like the Whole Foods mm-hmm, and the mm-hmm. and the health stores and all this type of stuff. Mm-hmm. But yet, I got an article here. This is University of San Diego Health, UC San Diego Health. Boomers sicker than their parents were at same age.
Mm-hmm. Wow,
it's like it's a dichotomy, man.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
there's they push this, mm-hmm. and now let me not dump on boomers because. Mm-hmm. Gen X is up next, man. It's, and we're doing the same thing. And there's actually research that shows millennials are sicker than boomers at the same age. You know, it's just like a domino effect, man.
Yeah, they say millennials are the unhealthiest generation.
Yeah.
That's what
I mean, you raise with McDonald's, mm-hmm. with a sedentary lifestyle, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, millennials pretty much are raised on tech. So it's easier for you guys just to sit and do nothing.
Yeah.
And you can make money at that.
Right.
You can literally sit at the computer and make money.
Yep.
So what he's advocating is we're going to have to probably change up some lifestyle. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to have to look at things differently and go, is this extra 10 grand that I'm making off, you know, 10 grand a year, is it worth losing a year off my life? You know what I mean? We don't think of it in those terms.
Right.
We just think push. I got to make it, got to do it, got to mm-hmm. go get it. Mm-hmm. But if you ain't around to enjoy it.
Absolutely.
So would you say that in some measure, the strength training that you're advocating can help extend life expectancy?
Oh, absolutely. Because it's not just the muscles. You know, it's your entire body, your movement. You're telling your cells you want to remain active. So your cell, whatever you tell your cells to do, program your body. The cells are programmed to work according to your activity level. So if you tell your cells, my activity level is X, you know, it's going to, your body's going to work up to that. That's how we're built. That's how we're designed. Mm-hmm. So there's no doubt as your cells become more active, it's going to extend your life because they're not going to die out, you mm-hmm. know, because when you get down to the cellular level, what aging really is cells are dying, mm-hmm. you know, and what you're trying to do is you can't completely prevent them from dying, but you can slow down that process so mm-hmm. they don't die as quickly. And actually, in a certain respects, they're actually building up. Mm-hmm. So when you get down to that basic cellular level, you want those cells to stay active and to be multiplying, and so that you'll ultimately have that strength that you want. So you can slow all that down by just, you know, keeping yourself active. That mm-hmm. that's extremely important. Mm.
So what is your routine like? Your strength training? Are you strength training? Are you stretching? You lift weights? Like?
Oh yeah, I do. Now, see, Donnie mentioned Insanity. Now, I don't do the full Insanity workout, but I do some of it.
All right.
You know, during the week, I'll do Insanity. I'll do usually on Mondays. I do a low impact, heavy. I call it my quick walk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it might be 40 minutes of a good quick walking, and then on Tuesdays I'll do my weight training. I usually do some upper body there. Mm-hmm. On Wednesday I do Insanity. That's about a half hour. I try to get as intense as possible, build that cardio, get that heart working.
Right.
A bit. Thursdays I go back to do a little weight training mm-hmm. With different muscles. Friday I go back and do my quick walk.
Okay.
And so, you know, that allows me to stay in a routine. And you also, when you're trying to exercise, you don't want to just do the same thing. I try to break it up a little bit. I try to push myself a little bit harder because mm-hmm. you want to tell your body, I need more. And, mm-hmm. You know, the more you push your body, the more it's going to try to compensate and give you what it needs. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's pretty much what I do every week. And I've been doing it for years. So mm-hmm. you get this routine and, you know, you want to keep it up. Your body appreciates it. Yeah, and so, that's right. You know, I hope to, by the grace of God, continue to do this, and so I can stay healthy and stay young yeah. and stay active. You know,
so we can get you an NBA, brother, huh?
Oh, no NBA for me. Hey,
you know, he said your body appreciates it. You know, the commercial man, and they go, she'll appreciate it too.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
What was it Bo Jackson? Bo knows.
Nugenics.
Oh, yeah.
So Terrence had come across something where, you know, there's always a quick fix that's pushed
mm-hmm.
out here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's got a video that he's going to show. I'm sure people have seen. There's an older gentleman. he's bald.
Yeah.
And he's cut like a 25-year-old.
Yeah, I've seen him.
So we'll play that and discuss that a little bit. Here we go.
Believe it or not, these six-pack abs and impressive biceps belong to a man who's in his 70s. From the neck up, he looks every bit his age. But if you just look at his body, he seems decades younger. He says it's thanks in part to human growth hormone. It's the same controversial substance legendary quarterback Peyton Manning is denying using.
I'm 73, and I really feel like I'm in my 30s.
His name is Dr. Jeffrey Light. Yes, that is his real name. And he is literally a walking billboard for an age management medical practice based in Las Vegas called Cenogenics.
There was a time in your 50s, you look kind of schlubby. I was in terrible shape. I mean, I was short of breath climbing a flight of steps. I was a horrible example for my patients and my grandkids and my kids.
Look at these before and after pictures.
He's cut.
It's hard to believe the photos are real. But Dr. Life told Jim Array they are absolutely authentic.
What would you have said if somebody said, you will look like this at 73?
I would have just said, this is photoshopped. Clearly, this photo is photoshopped.
Dr. Life says he took basic steps to transform his body, including exercise and vitamin supplements. But there were also controversial measures.
Do you take testosterone?
I do.
Do you take human growth hormone?
I do.
Professional athletes are banned from using HGH because it is a performance-enhancing drug. It has been claimed that HGH was delivered to Peyton Manning's 40-year-old wife, Ashley. Endocrinologist Dr. Stuart Wienerman says it's not uncommon for women like TV personality Suzanne Somers to use HGH.
There are claims that it's truly anti-aging, that it reduces aging, increases longevity, although there's no hard evidence to support it.
But you...
So... Now, I find it interesting that this guy is pushing the... Mm-hmm. The HGH, mm-hmm. but he's still in the gym.
Right. Right.
Yeah, it's the money factor there. I mean, but, you know, the time in the gym, obviously that's helped him. Yeah. And, you know, not everybody's going to look like that.
Yeah.
A lot of it depends on your genetic dispositions, you know, in terms of how your body is. But everyone can benefit from being in the gym, exercising mm-hmm. those muscles. And everyone can benefit from that, but not everyone's going to look like that right. because your body is different. But, you know, you can see there's the commercial aspect of that, you know, where now – he's at the point where he wants to push something. Mm-hmm. He's obviously getting paid for it. So, you know, you don't want to encourage people to take these kind of things, these growth hormones, things like that. They have effects. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's still studies to be done on that. But the body doesn't need that. It just needs you to become active so it can do what your body will give you everything you want for the most part. If you just treat it right mm-hmm. and give it what it wants, which is activity. And you keep your cells active, the cells realize then what you're wanting, and your cells will try to meet your needs in that sense, that, you know, giving you more cells, building more muscles and that sort of thing, and strengthening your bones. So that's what you really need to focus on, not pushing some, you know, growth hormone.
Juicing, yeah. In other words. Yeah. And his wife is like, what, 20 years younger than him? Mm-hmm. And
why would they need that?
You know, the shortcut process, man, yeah. always in the end. Mm-hmm. It ends up biting.
Just take
you,
a product. Yeah. You look like that, right?
And that's kind of the thing. I mean, that's with the dieting industry, man. It's take the pill, take the whatever. Yeah,
that's America.
Yeah. And then you find out 10 years later, 15 years later, when there's the class action lawsuit.
Exactly.
If you took this product and you got cancer, there have been, in recent news, weightlifting personalities, I'm going to call them, mm-hmm. that clearly they were using steroids and stuff like that.
Yep.
And the cause of death wasn't stated,
mm-hmm.
but you can kind of start connecting the dots. A 30-year-old man mm-hmm. that's pumping all this stuff in his body,
mm-hmm.
it's not good.
Not good.
You know, when your body is already set up
yeah.
for success.
Yep.
If you just take care of it.
Yeah, Cali Muscle. You heard of him, right?
No.
He had a heart attack. He's basically like the guy that's done, is that Muscle Beach or what's one? Mm. Venice Beach?
Venice Beach.
Okay, yeah. Venice Beach yeah. out in Cali, right? So he's always out there pumping iron. He came out and said that he was, and he's taking these, you know, steroids and mm-hmm. hormones and everything, right?
Yeah.
Well, he had a heart attack.
Mm.
Mm. And, you know, the first one was like, okay. Mm-hmm. The second one, you know, what's going on? And then all of that stuff is catching up with him. So yep. now he's advocating, don't take these things. Mm-hmm. All right. Don't be like me. Because he was competing and all mm-hmm. this other stuff. So right now he's trying to reverse, you know, a lot of damage that he's done to mm-hmm. his body.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy, he was huge. Look at him now. He's like a little toothpick compared to what he looks like, mm-hmm. what he looked like.
He went back to his natural.
There you go.
If you look at it, mm-hmm. it's still being overweight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Your body has a unique design to it. Everybody's different.
Mm-hmm.
And we have an optimal weight that we're supposed to be at.
Right.
Yeah.
And your body mass index and all that stuff. And when you see these guys that are juicing and doing all this stuff, man.
Right.
Yeah.
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 Mm, that's, I mean, wow.
So, and a lot of these guys, man, like, you got to get special clothing now.
Yeah.
You turn over, you can't even lay right, man. Yeah. You know, it's overweight in a way that you don't think about it.
Yeah.
It's not fat. And muscle is way heavier.
Yes.
Than fat. So if you're doing it artificially, man, it's going to bring problems that you didn't even expect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all commercial. It's in the sense of, you know, they wanted to make money and they're abusing the bodies
right.
to get there. And that's, and they pay the price of that later on. Which is the unfortunate, and they will all tell you that, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, if they're going to be honest, they're going to. A lot of them will be honest and tell you, you know, this is why I'm this way because I did this, mm-hmm. and you know, it's all about they were trying to make that dollar, and they abused their bodies in the process. So,
yeah.
So we have a segment called Break the Curse, mm-hmm. and you know, it deals with basically what issue we're talking about, or some issue in society that we can. Now give some remedies mm-hmm. to help break the curse. Obviously, the nation is, I don't know if we're number one in obesity in the world, but we're epidemically
yeah.
mm-hmm. obese. I mean, all you do is just look at a movie from like 1950. You won't see one overweight person in that movie. Mm-hmm. Not one. Now you just go to Walmart, and these are young people. Not necessarily older folks. These are kids in their 20s and 30s, man.
These are millennials.
These are millennials. So any advice on how to break this health curse, how to get more active, mm-hmm. things of that nature?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're married to electronics, married to our phones, married to our iPads, the computers, that sort of thing. And that's what has happened to us. We've become, as a nation, you know, much less active. I remember when I was growing up, my dad would not let me stay in the house, you know, especially in the summer. He would say, you're outside today. Mm. And I didn't like it because sometimes I wanted to stay inside and watch TV. Mm-hmm. But I don't know whether he was thinking I needed to be active or not, but I know that I kept going outside. He kept sending me outside. And, you know, I had to be active. But, of course, nowadays, you know, a lot of these kids, they don't go outside. They'll stay inside, play the video games all day. So, you know, what the parents have to do is if you start them young doing that, it's going to be very hard to break that particular curse. But it can be broken. Mm-hmm. And you can't do it overnight. You know, you can't just take the video player away from your child the next day and say, you're not doing that anymore. That's not going to work. You have to try to modify their behavior. So you always want to, you know, you have a monumental task, especially in terms of your health. You're trying to do a radical change. You start small. Mm-hmm. You know, you take these little steps, and you do those little steps consistently. So maybe, you know, if you're dealing with your younger child, you're saying, okay, today you're not going to play the video games like you do every day after school for 2 hours. You're going to do some activity. Maybe you're going to go walking with me. Are you going to do, you know, go play basketball with your friends? You're going to do something, mm-hmm. you know? So you start introducing these little things, you know, earlier and until it gets habitual for them. So you, and then you do that with yourself as you get older. They say Rome wasn't built in a day. So what you're trying to do is help your mentality so that exercise becomes a part of your lifestyle, becomes easier for you, not a chore. So you always want to start small. And so, you know, some people will jump. I had one of my employees, they know I'm in health. I'm always trying to give them advice about, and all my employees are females, mm-hmm. and some of them are older. So I'm always trying to give them advice. And so 2 years ago, I brought in a treadmill, put it in one of the rooms, and been trying to encourage them to use it. So in the last year or so, about three or four of them, they've been using it consistently. Mm-hmm. And they'll take a break, 10-minute break, go get on the treadmill. Mm-hmm. And they say that it's helped them tremendously. You know, just that little 10 minutes, you know, they can do during the day. So, I mean, it's lifestyle. It's just trying to put yourself in the best position to help yourself. Mm-hmm. So I would say that, you know, if you're trying to do something radical, you want your body to be a certain way. You want more energy. You want more strength. You want to start small and with your goals. So maybe the goal this week is I'm going to pick one day a week. I'm going to do this. And then the next week, maybe I'll do that. So, my advice is do something that's realistic for yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't try to do it all, you know, in a day.
Right.
One of my employees last week was telling me that she was really sore, And she was telling me her routine, what she did that day, and she'd never done it before. Mm-hmm. And so I explained to her, I said, listen, she was extremely sore, having a hard time getting up. She's young. Mm-hmm. And I said, listen, now, if you do it that way, you're not going to want to do it again.
Right.
You know? Exactly. Yeah. So don't push yourself like that. Start out much smaller and work up to that so you're not, you know, having a hard time getting up out of your chair. Mm-hmm. Because psychologically, you know, when it's time to do it again, you're telling your body's going to say, I really don't want to do this. And so, because you remember what happened last time, I couldn't even get up.
Right.
You know? So you don't want to push yourself too hard at the very beginning. As you get older, you know, 50s and 60s, before you get really rigorous with your exercise, you always want to talk to your doctor, because you might have some issues that might affect what kind of exercise you do. Mm-hmm. So the older folks, definitely you talk with their physicians first. And when you're younger, you know, don't try to do it all in a day. You know, start out small and then, you know, grow your goals as you go on in time. You know, yeah, start doing a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Then as you do that, you'll get into a routine and you'll come to enjoy it, you know. Mm. And that would have been my advice is, you know, start small and then build from there.
Yeah. Any advice for the millennials?
Oh, man, I got plenty. Well, wish it, man. Look. No, but looking, you know, doing a little research, you know, for this, found out that in the 60s, right, gym class had higher fitness standards than the Marine Corps.
Mm.
They did. They have an old PE sheet right here that I'm looking at. And the title, it says, for the sheet, it says, those students who wish to compete in the Navy Blue program must have achieved these goals. Mm-hmm. You have to have 52 bar dips, 34 pull-ups, high stand push-ups, 26 burpees at 30 seconds, 300-yard shuttle run, 47.5 seconds. And it's 20 things on this thing. But this is the one that get me. Man lift and carry, you have to do that for 5 miles.
That's the gym class.
Whoa.
Then your mile run, you have to do that in 5 minutes and 15 seconds.
Mm.
So the standard in America right now, the school system is low.
Mm-hmm.
The bar is really low.
Mm-hmm.
If a child attempt this today or in high school, you would kill him.
Yeah.
It'd be considered abuse.
You have child protective services coming in, man.
But we have adapted this mindset that all we're going to do is get older, work, mm-hmm. and that's it. They were competing for life. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. They wasn't trying to get in the Navy SEAL program. Mm-hmm. They wasn't trying to be a Marine Corps. They were just wanting to work out.
Just everyday stuff.
It's competition. So we, as millennials, we have adopted the sit-down video game, and you think you're going to make it to retirement age doing that?
Right.
You know, you're already sitting down in your early years. Right. You're going to be in the casket. Yeah. I think the mindset of survival of the fittest, right? If you know you're out of shape and you're 30-something years old, mm-hmm. I'm 38, you climbing a flight of stairs and you out of breath, so that's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Fight or flight. Because what Gerald was talking about is your cells, they die off, right?
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you're not using them. So when it's time for survival, let's just say you hanging from a cliff or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Your body is saying, man, we ain't built for this. But your mind is like, I want to live. I want to survive. Yeah. But your body says you can't.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're trying to pull up and it's over.
Yep.
But I'm building my mindset and my body so I can be good at 75.
There you go.
I ain't say, you know, I can look good. I want to be good. Mm-hmm. I want to feel good. You know what I mean? That's the point.
Mm-hmm.
So we as millennials, we're making a huge mistake.
And me and Gerald plan on being around to see you at 75.
There Come
you
on
go.
Now.
There you go. That's the plan. That's the plan.
Still doing burpees.
Exactly. Maybe not that many in 30 seconds, but we'll be able to do a couple.
There you go.
Come on now. I like that.
Well, for the Gen X I'm going to come from, this is my personal testimony. When I started having children, I said to myself, when my kids become teenagers, I'm going to still be able to play basketball with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I did. you know, sometime I got the better of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There always comes the day, though.
Yeah.
You got to pull a retirement card out. But for the most part, I stuck with it. And now, mm-hmm. now that I'm having grandchildren, I'm not saying I'm going to be playing sports with them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying I'm going to be healthy when they're at that age as well.
Absolutely.
Right? You know, I'm not going to be pulling by the grace of God an oxygen tank behind me. You know, we yeah. can't foresee accidents and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But for the part that we can control, which is our health, it, mm-hmm. it is in large part in our control. Mm-hmm. I'm keeping the future in mind.
Absolutely.
As it relates to my health, man. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, you know, I've heard this guy say he's not working out for, let's say he's 30. Mm-hmm. I'm not working out for the 30-year-old. I'm working out for the 40-year-old. All right. If I'm 40, I'm working out for the
50-year-old.
Mm-hmm. It's, and Gerald said it earlier. It's, you set the foundation when you're young.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you can pretty much, like, get away with stuff, man. You're yeah. 25.
You can abuse.
But 45, 50, it starts going, hey, remember when you used to not get sleep?
You reap what you sow.
You're about to get a bunch of sleep now.
Yes.
You ain't going to be able to go nowhere. Mm-hmm. And it's very important to think that way because the lifestyle that's advocated now is a sedentary lifestyle.
Yes, it is.
So you got to swim upstream.
Mm-hmm.
If it's like that now, Terrence, with tech and all that, what's it going to be like when we go VR?
Oh, man.
AI, you know.
Yeah. Man. Everybody just walking around mm-hmm. with the, like a zombie, man. Yeah. Just, you know, mm-hmm. there's this movie. I forget the name of it. It's some little robot. I forget the name. But anyway, the earth got so bad that they left these robots to clean it up.
Mm.
And everybody moved on a spaceship. Mm. It's a little cartoon type mm-hmm. thing. But they all kind of lost their ability to, you know, they all overweight, man. They riding around on these, like, technologically advanced wheelchairs and stuff, man. And you're sitting in this funny, man. It's like, but that's what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you don't take care of yourself, you lose certain abilities,
absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in our mind, we're locked in at 25. You know, we all 25.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Till you get on the court, like my buddy told me the other week. Man, my mind said I could go get that ball. But he fell on the ground. He just laid there.
Yep.
So we need to think for the future
mm-hmm.
and not just the present. I know it's very difficult for a young person to kind of grasp yeah, that because they're healthy. They're not breathing hard.
Right,
they're not
right.
struggling. They can pretty much go without sleep for 24 hours mm-hmm. and still go play basketball. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But, you know, think from A to Z because one day, you know, we say it all the time on the show, man. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
That's good and bad. You know, if you put it in early, you're going to have a good whirlwind at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's right.
It's the opposite, though. If you're destroying your body at the end, your body's going to destroy you.
Exactly. Right?
Yeah. So that's my little sage advice for our Break the Curse segment. And, Gerald, you said you were working on another book?
Yeah, well, that's going to be the next book, and I'm still deciding which way I'm going to go. I'm looking at mind health, brain health. I'm also looking at aerobics, you know, so
mm-hmm.
I probably will separate them, and I haven't decided which way I'm going to go yet.
Okay.
Which one I'm going to attack next.
When is your book on time management coming out? I'm trying to figure out how you get time to write this book.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. You know, it took me about a year
mm-hmm.
to do it, and, you know, it was just – when I get some time here, I worked on it.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of work.
So did you mention where can we get the book?
Oh, yeah. It's on Amazon.
Okay.
And I can send you the link.
Yeah.
Because okay. It's a little link there.
All right. We'll put the link on our podcast in the show notes, folks.
Mm-hmm.
The title is Strength Training for Seniors
yes.
Over 60. We hope that you will take these principles. We know that there's a large segment of our listeners that are right at the same age,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and a lot of men.
Yeah, time to get active.
So we got to get active, gentlemen. We're endorsing this book from the Generational Curse podcast, Strength Training for Seniors Over 60.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say that you're supposed to bring the teacher an apple, man. We didn't get our copy, brother. No, we're going to buy it. We're going to buy it. Yeah, so, and we're going to have Gerald Coleman back on the show when he does his other book, and he is a judge.
Yeah.
So at some point, look for him to be back on legal/financial issues. That is his forte in legal matters.
Yeah.
So do you have any, like, seminars planned? Do you plan on, you know?
Well, I really want to, I mean, I'm promoting the book. Hopefully we'll get some opportunities to talk with especially my generation of, you know, let them know that there are things that they can do to improve their just their basic activities of living. So hopefully we can get some, you know, talk to some churches and, you know, different senior groups and that's the plan. You know, if I can, I'm giving away copies and that's how you get the book out there. And eventually, you know, I start selling it. It's actually for sale on Amazon, but you know, the price right now is real low, but as the weeks go on, the price will go up.
Right.
And so the idea is just to get the information out, to get it in people's hands.
Yeah. That's why I got to get it soon for Granny.
Yeah.
Next time I go over there, I'm like, Granny, my, what big arms you have. What big thighs you have.
There you go.
Well, folks, you heard it here. You can reach me at johnbarnett@generationalcurse.net.
Mm-hmm. And you can get me at terrencej@generationalcurse.net.
Hit us up at generationalcurse6g on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Give us that 5-star review, share, and like and comment.
That's right.
On this video. Till the next time, we'll talk to you later. Peace out.
And it's apparent y'all left something in the water. Can't pretend that I'm not bothered by the sins of my father's breaking. Curses, breaking.